The program for Wednesday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. How nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. First things first, that's what we're considering. There are many scriptures that say first, thus and so, and then other things follow. First things must come first, and these scriptures bear that out. I call your attention today to what our Lord said in Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. Listen to his woes pronounced upon the scribes and Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. The ministry of Jesus was one long-running encounter of conflict with the scribes and Pharisees. Early in his ministry, in the Sermon on the Mount, he had said, and that with great emphasis, in Matthew 5:20, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now, as the Lord had entered into the final week of his ministry, we read that great climaxing clash in Matthew 23, as we read a few verses from it. He could be very patient with publicans and sinners, even harlots, who were seeking, but with religious hypocrites, never. His most scorching words of rebuke, like coming from John the Baptist, were reserved for these hypocrites. Listen to Matthew 23:33. "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?" Christianity as a religion is not something that we add to our lives. It's life itself. We just don't polish up the outside a little, mouth pious but empty words, and put our best foot forward to impress people. No. Real Christianity, the real thing, starts from the inside and it works out. It involves the heart. There must be a change from within, a total surrender to God. This must come first, or otherwise all acts of religion are meaningless that follow. This is what is called being born again. We read in John chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, "Jesus answered and said unto him," to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, amen, amen, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And of course he went on to say, "Be born of the water and of the Spirit." This takes place when one repents and is baptized into Christ. Acts 2:38. We enter into a living and a vital relationship with Christ. And thus Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." First things must come first. If we would enter into salvation, it must be that way. If you have never repented of your sins and gotten things straightened out on the inside of you, regardless how religious you are, religious I may appear, we are still in our sins. You have to have. You may have even been baptized. You have to be baptized. But you must personally give your heart to God. Otherwise, everything else is but a phony act of religion to God. God knows all. First things must come first. God knows all. As we read in the 4th chapter of Hebrews, verses 12 and 13, "He is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Yes, Jesus said, first get the inside of the platter and the cup clean, and then the outside, as he says, "Woe unto you hypocrites, you scribes and Pharisees." And may we get the inside straightened out first, have a change within, and then live it on the outside. Thank you for listening today.